This is Kent Lindquist back with the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore 89.1 FM. And we're going to continue to highlight the works of Gil Evans, a well-known and established arranger, composer, orchestra leader, and pianist. And he collaborated with Miles Davis, trumpet man Miles Davis, on about four different albums on the Columbia label. And so we're going to sample some of that work. This is from Miles Davis's album, Miles Ahead, Miles Davis Plus 19, orchestra under the leadership and direction of Gil Evans. And this is a thing that was written by Dave Brubeck, the great pianist, as a salute to Duke Ellington, called The Duke. So let's listen to Miles Davis in this gorgeous arrangement done by our highlight artist, Gil Evans, doing The Duke. Davis on trumpet, backed by a orchestra under the direction of our highlight artist of the week, Gil Evans, who did the arrangement. It was a gorgeous rendition of a thing written by pianist Dave Brubeck as a tribute to Duke Ellington called The Duke. We'll do a little piano trio now with one of my favorite funky piano players, Horace Silver. This is a composition written by Horace, Opus de Funk, And backing up Horace on piano is Percy Heath on bass and Art Blakey on drums. Let's listen to Opus the Funk. Funk by Horace Silver on piano, backed up by Percy Heath on bass, Art Blakey on drums. That was a Horace Silver composition that was really followed him all down through his career, Opus the Funk. Going to go back now to another LP that in which Gil Evans, our highlight artist of the week, combined with trumpet man Miles Davis, and this is Miles and Gil Evans doing all the compositions from that great folk opera by George Gershwin, Porgy and Bess. And this is a neat little thing that was written by George Gershwin, and it's a fine arrangement by Gil Evans. There's a boat that's leaving now for New York.
Thank you.
That was Miles Davis doing Porgy and Bess, I Love You. No, I'm sorry, there's a boat that's leaving soon for New York. And that was a huge orchestra behind Miles on that particular track. It was all arranged by our highlight artist of the week, Gil Evans, and he did the conducting. It was quite a quite an outstanding performance. Well, we're going to do a little straight-ahead hard bop. We're going to do something by, with a co-billing here, is Donald Byrd on trumpet, Phil Woods on alto sax, with a rhythm section of Al Haig on piano, Teddy Kotick on bass, Charlie Persip on drums, from an album called The Young Bloods on the Prestige label. This is a little thing written by Phil Woods called House of Chan. Thank you. was a little composition written by the alto man on that track, Phil Woods, called House of Chan. Also, there's some fine trumpet work there by Donald Byrd. Piano player you heard from was Al Haig. Okay, we're going to go back now to our feature artist of the week, arranger, composer, conductor, pianist, Gil Evans. And we're going to return now to his album, The Gil Evans 10. And this is an arrangement and composition put together by him called Jam Bangle. Thank you. Little item called Jam Bangle, written by our highlight artist of the week, Gil Evans, and also arranged by him. You also heard a little bit of Gil's piano on that particular track, and we also had solos by Jimmy Cleveland on trombone, and Steve Lacy on soprano sax. Okay, we're going to turn now to the president of the tenor sax, as he was called, Lester Young, and this is a little thing that was written by George and Ira Gershwin called A Foggy Day that Lester was very fond of. This is cut live at Olivia Davis's Patio Lounge in Washington, D.C. from an Impalpable album called Lester Young in Washington, D.C., backed up by the rhythm section, or the house rhythm section of at the Patio Lounge. So Lester would come in solo from New York, and they would have a house rhythm section there to back him up. And they did a pretty nice job on this particular track. Let's listen to A Foggy Day.
Thank you.
Well, that was live, and that was live from Olivia Davis's Patio Lounge in Washington, D.C. in December 1956. That was, as he was affectionately known, the President, Lester Young, on tenor sax doing George and Ira Gershwin's great standard, A Foggy Day. Well, it's back now to our highlight artist of the week, Gil Evans, and we're going to have him present to us a composition written by Dizzy Gillespie that's been a jazz standard all down through the years. In fact, this is from Gil Evans' album New Bottle, Old Wine. So this is a new dressed-up version of an older jazz composition. Let's listen to Gil Evans do Manteca. Manteca. It is a Gillespie composition done up in a new fashion by arranger-composer Gil Evans from his album New Bottle, Old Wine. And the alto sax work on that particular track was done by Cannonball Adderley. Okay, we're going to do something by one of my favorite groups down through the years. It was the Max Roach Clifford Brown Quintet. And, of course, we had Clifford Brown on trumpet. Harold Land was on tenor sax out of the West Coast. Richie Powell, Bud Powell's brother, on piano. George Morrow on bass. The great Max Roach on drums. This is cut in L.A. in 1954. And this is a composition written by the trumpet man, Clifford Brown, called Joy Spring. Thank you. composition was Joy Spring, written by a trumpet player in the group, Clifford Brown. That was the Clifford Brown Max Roach Quintet. It also included fine tenor work of Harold Land on tenor sax, Richie Powell, Bud Powell's piano-playing brother on piano, George Morrow on bass, and Max Roach, of course, on drums. That was recorded in August of 54 in L.A. Really a great, great group. And, well, it's about time to close out the show. We hope you've enjoyed the feeling of jazz for the better part of the last 2 hours here on 89.1 FM, the Lakeshore, and you'll come back and visit us next Sunday night for some more straight-ahead swinging modern mainstream sounds. I'm going to close out the show with another track by our guest artist of the week, Gil Evans, from his album New Bottle and Old Wine. I think this primarily features Cannonball Adderley on alto sax. This is a Charlie Parker composition called Bird Feathers. Thank you.
Thank you.